Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have a spectacular sex life. You can submit questions for future episodes over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a complete podcast archive. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills, definitely check out our online courses. Our online multimedia courses are designed to help you master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home, at your own pace, and we cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to our newest course, Kinky Sex Mastery. So there's something for everyone, no matter what you are interested in exploring. Right now, for a limited time, you can also grab a free mini course on foot massage, our gift to you over at pleasuremechanics.com/massage. Check it out. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about a different kind of massage, yoni massage. So let's start with the obvious question. What is a yoni? Yoni comes from the Sanskrit word for womb, but it's not a literal translation. It's been kind of bastardized in its translation, but it's used in the neo-tantra community to mean pussy, vulva, female genitals, the yoni. And the male counterpart is the lingam.
The word is intended to bring a sacredness to speaking about the female genitals. It's partly about having a completely different word than we regularly use in Western culture.
Right, because the words we have, vulva, pussy, cunt, most people don't love. There isn't really great language for the female genitals, and the word vagina, by the way, only refers to the interior sheath, the hole. That's the vagina. All of the external parts is the vulva, but not a lot of people use vulva, and not a lot of people find the word vulva sexy. And so in the tantra community, yoni is used to be more of a sacred, honoring, respectful term, but I personally don't love it.
Well, and there's also this piece of cultural appropriation of using words that aren't really from our culture. The point is, we have to think of our vulva and our vagina as sacred, no matter what words we use for them. For some people, using this word will help them make that distinction. For others, it's not necessary.
That's what it means, though. The yoni is the vulva. Use whatever language you use. What do you like, Charlotte?
At different points in my life, I've used different terms. I'm amazed that there just isn't fantastic language.
I think we tend to use pussy more than anything, right? But pussy, yeah.
it's really unbelievable to me in the English language that we don't have a really positive, respectful, loving word that includes both the vulva and the vagina.
Like the whole system. We tend to call it the female sexual system as the pleasure mechanics, which sounds a little bit like the engine of a car. And I like that because it honors the entire system, including the nerves and the musculature and the anus and all of it together, which is how it works. It works as one big system, but that's not really very useful in bed. Like, I want you to touch my female sexual system. But when we think about male genitals, like, I really like dick, cock, penis, like, those all sound actually quite fine to me.
Yeah, those ones, they feel strong, they are clear.
Depending on context, you can use different ones, but yeah.
Yeah.
So let's run a contest. If you have any great ideas for the female sexual system renaming.
We really need a rebranding of the pussy.
Yeah, and people have tried this, like, people have tried to reclaim the word cunt. But I just, yeah.
I used to use that a lot in my college years. I was definitely all about the cunt.
God, someone texted it to me the other day, and just even seeing it on my phone felt violent. It was like, oh, I don't want to see that word. And he was using it to describe an awful woman. He called her a cunt as an insult. And it's like, I don't love that language. Anyway, we're getting off track.
Getting so off track.
Yoni massage means massage of the vulva. But it's not just that. It's this complete erotic experience. We like to call it erotic massage, which you can do an erotic massage on someone of any gender orientation. But a yoni massage, a female erotic massage, basically integrates full body relaxing massage with arousing touch of the female genitals, of the vulva, the yoni, the pussy, the cunt, whatever you want to call it. And this combination of relaxing full body massage with arousing stimulation is a magical formula for an extraordinary erotic experience. It's unlike any other sexual experience. Most women, probably 99.9999% of the 3.5 billion women on earth, have never experienced it. And we invite you to experience it and try it for yourself and see how amazing it is. So what makes this so amazing, dear Charlotte?
One of the main elements that makes it so different than other sex that people have is really focusing on giving the person, the recipient, the receiver, full body massage. This is an important element because it really, it allows the body to relax so deeply, to get into such a state of receptivity before you even get to the genitals or the breasts. You're relaxing the body, and this will allow the experience of pleasure to be so heightened.
And let's highlight there for a moment that this is a giving and receiving kind of sexual experience. It's a one-way touch experience, which in and of itself makes it different. Usually during sex, you're touching and kissing and giving and receiving kind of at the same time. This is an opportunity to take turns, and one person steps fully into the giving role, the other person fully receives, and just by lying back and fully receiving, like you would at a massage table, think about going to a spa, you don't just reach up and reciprocate to your massage therapist. In this case, as the recipient of an erotic massage, you are lying back, fully receiving, and fully focusing just on relaxing and on the sensations in your body. What an amazing opportunity.
Ugh, sounds so delicious right now.
Okay, so the receiver has lied back, and you start with a full body massage. And this can be 5-10 minutes, or it can be an hour, depending on how much time you have and how luxurious you're getting here. So you've done a full body massage, you're fully relaxed, and then...
Dun, 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 dun.
Is that our little theme song? It somehow pops up here and there. And then you start integrating arousing stimulation. And when done well, this is done very slowly and gently. And you start perhaps by gliding over the breasts and then gliding oh so close to the vulva and then down the thigh. And then you come up and then back. And you kind of tease it out and build the desire until the body is craving arousing touch. And so when you finally get there, it is beautiful. And then you start integrating all of the techniques that we cover in our Foreplay Mastery course. And the general structure here is you start really broad and then you start focusing in. So you don't go directly for the clitoris. You don't go directly for the G-spot. You certainly don't penetrate right away. You start building up arousal by starting with broad strokes and slowly spiraling in towards the clitoris, towards the vagina, and start building up longing in the body. And meanwhile, you're still touching the rest of the body. You're still massaging the body. And so imagine yourself lying there with your lover's hands gliding over you in a skillful way. You've got warm oil. The room is warm. Perhaps you have lovely music on. A lovely scent fills the air. And as they're massaging you, they're starting to arouse you. And this combination of being fully relaxed and then building up that arousal slowly is just gorgeous. It really brings you into this state of full body pleasure where it's not like during sex, sometimes you feel a lot of sensation kind of congested and isolated in the pelvis. This becomes an expansive full body experience where you're feeling erotic energy streaming through your body, down to your toes, out through your fingertips, up through your head. And for a lot of people, it becomes kind of a magical experience. They feel their body in a whole new way.
Absolutely. We hear that again and again from people because it's such an unusual experience, because there's so much focus on your whole body, because you're focusing on your genitals, but there isn't any pressure to reciprocate. There's also not going to be intercourse. Yoni massage is its own experience.
Right. It has its own beginning, middle, and end. Yeah, it's not foreplay leading up to something else.
Right.
And so, you know that ahead of time.
Right. So you get to really relax into just receiving the manual touch that you're getting. And for a lot of women, that's also a really unusual experience of their pleasure being the only game in town. Their pleasure being the only experience that you guys are focusing on. Most people have only ever experienced that as a precursor to sex. And
a lot of women are taught, like, their job is to be desirable enough to get their man hard, and then wet enough to be penetrated, and then they kind of get fucked. They're the vessel for the man's pleasure, and that's pretty much their sexual experience. And of course, we on this podcast advocate a totally different approach to female sexuality, and we want you to stimulate her first and build her up to orgasm before penetration and all these things. But often when arousal starts building, there's the expectation of something else will happen. And with yoni massage, you've already set aside time, you've agreed upon this one-way exchange, and so it relieves all that pressure, and there's not pressure to orgasm. That's the other piece here, is you're building up arousal, and orgasm might well be a part of it, but it's not expected, it's not part of the agenda. The only goal here is to create as much relaxation and pleasure in the body as possible. With that as your intention for this erotic experience, the woman becomes free just to experience sensation in a new way. And she can just lie there and relax and receive, and some women go into this very deep trance where they just feel the sensation coursing through their body. Other women, myself included, like to get really active and move around and writhe on the table and try new positions and even touch yourself. So as the giver has one hand massaging and the other hand stimulating the vulva, the yoni, she can touch herself, stimulate her own breasts, touch her own face, massage her own hips. Whatever feels good to you in that moment is exactly what you're given permission to do. And that freedom to just express yourself as an erotic being under the skillful and loving touch of your partner is a really beautiful, freeing experience that I wish all women had a lot more often.
That is so true.
I remember giving an erotic massage to one woman, and she said, it was the first time I felt like I was touched without an agenda.
Mm.
And that's just a really beautiful, succinct statement of this, where you're being touched just for pleasure's sake, just for your pleasure, for your fulfillment. And the giver is in this beautiful role because, let's be clear, giving this experience is deeply pleasurable as well. And a lot of men want this. A lot of men and other partners of women, they want this experience of masterfully guiding a woman into her own pleasure. There's real pleasure in giving and watching your partner go into these deeply pleasurable states and feeling that on your hands. Like, there's something beautiful about having your hand on a woman's genitals as it's pulsing with erotic energy and it's getting hot and she's writhing into it. And oh, like, that's a great experience. We all could use more of too. So giving and receiving yoni massage can be really, really pleasurable. Mm-hmm.
In some neo-tantra traditions, the G-spot massage is incredibly important in the yoni massage and is a central part of the experience. And we consider the G-spot area just part of the entire female sexual system. So you can include it as much or as little as you want in a yoni massage.
You can do a yoni massage without any penetration at all, without any internal touch, and just focus on the clitoris. Or you can do lots of internal penetration. It's really up to you.
It can be a powerful area to explore. Feel free to explore it, but don't feel like you have to.
And one combination that's really nice, I was talking about women touching themselves during this, is you can have your partner use their hands inside you while you yourself, the recipient, touch your own clitoris. And that can be a super powerful combination, because now you have one hand massaging your body, another hand inside you, your hand on your clitoris. You have a fourth hand, do with it as you will, and you can really steer your own ship. And that's, I think, what's important for us about the erotic massage experience. Some other traditions become very prescriptive, and it's only your left hand that you penetrate with while you look into their right eye, and you're standing on the right side, and you have a black feather at the head, and like, it becomes this like very, very ritualistic, prescriptive practice. And we say, fuck all that, do your thing. Make this your erotic experience. There's a general formula, which is the full body massage paired with arousing stimulation, some good deep breath. And with that formula, you can then go in lots of different directions. You can make this your own erotic experience with your own music, your own kind of energy. You can make it a very gentle and loving experience, or you can raise your orgasmic energy to the roof and get really primal and yell and scream as your lover's fucking you with your hands. Whatever you want to do, do it. Explore it. Try lots of different ways. Book an erotic massage session with your lover for the next 12 months and do it 12 different ways and see what happens. I think these traditions that get really, really narrow in their definition of you have to do the G-spot stimulation for this many times with this kind of stroke, I think that's holding on too tightly to what they know works. It's like, oh, that worked for me once, so let's teach it to everyone. Erotic experiences are so interesting because they're so diverse and because we all get to express ourselves as erotic creatures and our needs change. Sometimes we need a really quiet, meditative experience, and other times we want to be really loud and growl like a wild bear. And so do your thing, girl. And men, what's really interesting, and women partners, what's really interesting about supporting this experience is all you have to do is stay out of her way, give her a really beautiful touch, hold the space, by which we mean just stay neutral and non-judgmental, and you don't have to say anything like, oh, you're such a beautiful goddess. Just be there with her, touch her, love her, give her your attention, and let her erotic energy come forth, express itself as it wants to be expressed in that moment, which might be laughter, it might be tears, it might be orgasms, it might be silence. Whatever that looks like in that moment is perfect for her and will be a beautiful erotic experience. And just hold that erotic energy, like be strong enough to let her have her own erotic experience that doesn't involve your cock, that doesn't involve your sexual needs. This is all about giving to her and giving her the space to have an erotic experience of her own. See what happens.
And experience pleasure. It's a beautiful, beautiful gift that you can give a partner.
And so how does it end? So first you've relaxed her, and then you've slowly built the arousal, and then you've built erotic energy up. How do you finish it?
There are a variety of different ways that you can finish it. You can finish when she has an orgasm, is one possible option. If she doesn't want to do that, or she's not feeling it in that moment, you can just
hold your hand still on her body and breathe. See how that feels. It can feel very precious, those moments. Give her a few moments and then check in with her and say, you could give her a few options. Do you want me to cuddle, or do you want your own space? Just a simple option like that, because she might want you close and cuddle up, and you can spoon and just marinate in that beautiful erotic energy you've built together. Or she might want her own space, and you can go and get her a glass of water and give her 5-10 minutes just to come down into her body and relax and receive what just happened. It's really important to create a deliberate ending, no matter what that ending looks like. Some people ring a bell or blow out a candle or change the music. But ultimately, it's just about when she feels done, whether that's post-orgasm or not, coming to a deliberate ending and letting that afterglow happen. Not rushing into any other sexual activity, not talking about it right away, just resting in that beautiful afterglow. And see what happens. And then later on, you can talk about what happened. What would make it even better next time? What parts of it did you enjoy the most? That part where you got really emotional, like, is there anything you want to talk about there? These are questions you can ask, but give it time and space. Let it breathe a bit and complete your erotic experience, because that's really what yoni massage is about. It's creating a specific, extraordinary erotic experience that stands alone, where it's all about her receiving, and you start with full body touch, you then move into gentle arousal, then you build up erotic energy, and you can then take it into orgasm or not, and you bring it to a close. And this experience, by the way, is available for men too. You can do a lingam massage or an erotic massage for men. We cover both in the Foreplay Mastery course. So all of the techniques are there, the hand skills that you need to create all of this arousing energy. And then there are audio guides specifically about how to do erotic massage for men and women in the Foreplay Mastery course, which you'll find over at pleasuremechanics.com.
This phrase that we keep using, the building up erotic energy, is this, I just want to speak to that for a minute because we're sort of using it, but what it means is building arousal, building orgasmic
charge,
right, building turn on that may or may not lead to orgasm. That's not necessarily the goal. As Chris was saying, it's just about experiencing as much interest in the body, as much sensation as possible. And continuing to take deep breaths through this whole experience is so important for both of you, just to keep the relaxation going in the body. Often when we're having regular sex experiences, we kind of tense up, we clench because we're feeling this new sensation in our body. And something really interesting happens where you continue to let arousal build, but continue to relax your body. It's a different thing that starts happening in the body. And it's something you can play with in your regular life. And training yourself in these standalone yoni massage experiences can be a good way to practice that.
Right. This is something you actually do really gracefully, is you bring the skills of receiving erotic massage into making love.
Mm.
And so one of the things you do is, as you're building arousal, you start breathing really fully. And what that does, and start relaxing your body and moving your body. And what this does is it creates literally more space in the body for arousal. Mm-hmm. And so instead of focusing just on the, like, squeezing out an orgasm and you build until you pop, kind of balloon sex is what my mentor Joseph Kramer used to call it. And we all know that sensation of, oh, if I can only build, like, and you just kind of like clench down around it until you fall over the edge of that waterfall. Instead of that, you're opening up and you're relaxing and you're taking deep breaths and you're massaging your body and you're shaking your body and you're moving your body, and you're creating a bigger and bigger lake to hold the erotic energy. And so when we're talking about building erotic energy, yes, we're talking about that normal process of arousal, but over time, what you're going to find is that you can get more and more aroused. You can feel more arousal than you knew possible because you're circulating it. You're not clenching down around it. And this is where some of the magical, transformative, erotic experiences start to happen. And it may not happen your first time or your third time doing an erotic massage, but at some point you'll have that experience where you feel your body anew. You feel the capacity to hold more pleasure, to hold more arousal. And when that happens, you kind of change as a sexual creature, because what you thought was your limitations before have just changed. What you thought was your limit, this is where I orgasm, you discover this whole world beyond orgasm. And this is one of our taglines for the Foreplay Mastery course, is discover what's beyond orgasm. Because sexual experience doesn't end at orgasm. That's actually kind of a low threshold, a low limit of what kind of arousal the human body can feel. There's a whole world beyond orgasm, and let's explore there. Let's play there. And erotic massage is one of the quickest, most efficient pathways to that world beyond orgasm that we know of, and we want you to experience it. If you try this, we'd love to hear your experience. Write to us over at pleasuremechanics.com, share your story. We love hearing from you and the results you're getting from the courses. We've been getting some awesome emails from couples who are just having so much fun. One couple recently said, "We learned more from the first date in Kinky Sex Mastery than we had in 46 years of getting to know each other." All right, they've been together 46 years. They did one date of the Kinky Sex Mastery course, and they know something new about each other. That put a smile on my face for days. So please get in touch with us, share your stories. We want to know how this is working for you at home. If you come across any questions, we're always here to help. You can contact us at pleasuremechanics.com. We're always here for you to guide you every step of the way in your sexual journey to orgasm and beyond. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
And beyond. Cheers.